My name is Ross Reeder. I've gotten to meet some of you, and I'm thankful that you've come here to the pre-conference. I have the privilege of serving as one of the pastors over at our West Campus. I'm here at Faith Church. Today, in this session, we're going to be talking about the gospel and identity, and how does that fit into the rest of what we've been talking about at this pre-conference. So before I dive into this topic, let's go before our Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you in this time, and we're thankful that you are a God that gives us good gifts, and you have given us a new identity in your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the gospel, we're thankful for your Son, and we're thankful for the opportunity to even share this gospel with our counselees, whether they be saved or unsaved. Would you help us to find our identity in Christ each day, that we would find joy in being found in you, and that those we counsel might also know the blessings of being united in Christ, knowing that it is freeing, and it also helps us to live in a way that is pleasing to you. And so we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So when it comes to the topic of identity, I really appreciate what Tim Keller has said on this subject. I know Pastor Brent referenced him multiple times, and I also have really appreciated many of the different topics and sermons that Tim Keller gave while he was here on earth. And he gives a very simple definition of identity that's, I think, helpful for us as we get into this topic at first. And he says that your identity is your self-understanding. It's who you really think you are, most fundamentally, and whether you feel good about it or not. I want to read that one more time because I think it's helpful. So your identity is your self-understanding, who you really think you are, most fundamentally, and whether you feel good about it or not. I think that definition is helpful for a few reasons. One, because it's helpful because it begins to help us understand how our world has changed over the last few centuries. So more and more, it's normal for the culture around us to have some sort of hyper-focused individualism, if you want to call it that. Or the idea that it is important for people to express or to understand their identity better. And it makes sense that Tim Keller would discuss this topic because if you know anything about his ministry, it was in New York City. So where else would be the center of individualism in America but New York City? And a book that's also helped me with that subject is Carl Truman's The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self. That's been a very helpful book to help me even think through this framework. But more importantly than that, this definition really gets to the heart of the matter, and that is the human heart. And so someone's identity goes all the way down to the heart of a person. Someone's identity refers to the core of a person. Their identity is not just something superficial or trivial. Now, that doesn't mean that people can't try to find their identity in something that is trivial or superficial. But that doesn't mean that what they're thinking is trivial, because the heart is still the issue. So let's consider kind of where the identity goes wrong first, and then we'll get into how does the gospel actually apply to it. So Pastor Brent did walk us through many of these truths this morning, but I would like to connect some of these to the idea of an identity. And it's important because someone doesn't just come up with an identity on their own. Meaning if someone says they want to identify as something or they say that this is their identity, they don't just pull that out of a hat. Meaning they don't just randomly come up with something that they want to be defined by. There's a logical reason why they come to that. And the reason that we all sin in this way or wrestle with finding an identity in something else, it does go back to the heart. In James 4, that's in your packet. And this is a passage that we've already referenced today. It says, "What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and you do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask." So when we or our counselees find our identity in something other than God, we are revealing the desires of our heart in that moment. And so first, we're revealing those desires to be idolatrous. So we all desire to worship something. We're beings that are created to worship, and we as sinners will choose to worship something other than the true God. And in that moment, we're choosing to worship something that we have crafted. So what we do is we craft some sort of false god to worship because we believe that that God that we have created is going to give us whatever we want. So the real God of heaven and earth is, in that moment, we believe is not going to give me whatever it is that I'm desiring, but this idol that I've created, well, I believe that that is going to give me the longing of my heart in that moment. Now, if you're a Christian, you're probably not thinking that clearly in your head, meaning you're probably not saying something that blasphemous in your mind when you're sinning, but we still all do that and wrestle with idolatry. And second, having a wrong identity, it reveals in our hearts that we are adulterous at the heart level. So we will cheat in order to get our desires. And this is simply displayed by disobeying God's word. And having a wrong identity is going to cause someone to go against what God has said, what God has commanded, or what God has commanded them not to do. So instead of taking the route of what is pleasing to God and what honors him, what a person does is they craft a different way. So I'm tempted to go another route that gets me whatever I think my identity will provide. And third, simply, this reveals an attitude and a posture of pride. Having an identity in something other than Christ, it shows that we believe our desires are what is best. So when we ground our identity in something other than a holy God, what we're ultimately saying in that moment is, I know better than the holy God. Again, we typically don't say things like that out loud, but really that is what we're believing in that moment. And what we're saying is we know better, we're thinking that we know better, and we believe we know better, and it's because at the end of the day, we naturally want an identity that will give us whatever our heart desires. And that's the main point. We want an identity that will give us whatever our heart desires. I think we could say it this way. Instead of just saying, I do what I do because I want what I want, like how Brent has said this morning, you could almost slightly twist it and say, I am what I am, or I identify what I identify as because I want what I want. It's almost an avenue to get whatever I think is going to please me. And that's where I'm going to find my identity and whatever gives me what I think will satisfy me. And these wrong desires are also accompanied by wrong thoughts. And when we or our counselees have a wrong view of identity, it's always accompanied by lies. And so in your notes, I do have a list of different lies that people commonly believe. And this isn't exhaustive. You can come up with so many other lies. But I do believe that these are ones that are common, that you can see in yourself, that you can see in probably your counselees, and definitely lies that the world teaches. So the first one is that your identity cannot change. So that's a lie. So someone might say that this is my identity. There is nothing anyone can do to change it. And the only thing that I can do is figure out how to live with it. And that's a hopeless place to be because someone feels trapped, enslaved, and like there's no way to escape. And the Bible doesn't teach that, but the world definitely teaches that in a variety of ways, that if you have some sort of identity, there are certain identities that there's no way of getting out of that. But what's interesting about the world is it often contradicts itself in its teaching. Because at the same time, we all know that the world commonly teaches that your identity can change to whatever you want it to be. So this lie is the lie that's rapidly growing in popularity over the past decade. And you can see this in the LGBT movement. So I was born a man, but now I can identify as a woman. Or maybe I was born a woman and now I identify as a man. Or kind of the even more recent one is, I was born a man or a woman, but I don't identify as either. I'm going to identify some completely other category. So it's obvious there, but it's not just there. I think that's where we often look. But we can see this in career fields. We can see it in hobbies. We can see it in almost your moral status. We can see it in all sorts of different areas that people essentially identify solely as someone in a group only to jump ship and say, now I'm completely going to change my identity and live my life for this purpose. Now, also a lie is that your identity comes from what you do. Pastor Brent talked about this a lot this morning, that oftentimes we've tried to find our identity or our justification in how we are acting and what we have done. And so